Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway is proud to sponsor the airing of the Juneau Lions Club's 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Head over to the tram to buy a $20 gift card, and you're eligible to get the Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway annual season passes at the early bird rate and the best price of the year. You can also purchase them online at RavenEagleGifts.com or call 463-3412 for more information. They're also hiring for the summer season. Visit their website for more info. The Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway, because it's happening at the top.
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Now the Juneau Douglas High School Gym for Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
Hey, welcome back to the JD High School Gymnasium. Bob Sims along with Mike Clasby. This is going to be a Class B game. So let's run down the lineups for Wrangell and Heidelberg. And, of course, Heidelberg has really come up with a short bench, as some of the guys just can't get off of work. So it's Vinny Edenshaw, Devin Edenshaw, Greg Frisbee, Tyler Bell, Donald Edenshaw, Sebastian Broker, and Nick Nix. For Wrangell, Tony Harding, Ryan Howell, Mitch Mork, Spencer Stabby, Harry Churchill, Andrew Verstag, Eric James, Jason Clark, Robbie Marshall.
What about Cody Angerman?
And Curly Katz.
What about Michael Benson?
Boy, those red numbers are going to be tough to read. So it'll be Jason Clark, Mitch Mork.
Thank you.
Andrew Verstag. You're going to add some numbers for me, aren't you? So we are just about ready to get underway here, as it's Wrangell and Heidelberg. And for Heidelberg, it's Devin and Vinny tips it away, as Devin Edenshaw handling the basketball. Puts up a long three-pointer, back rim, no good. Battle for the rebound. On the floor. Ball knocked loose, comes down to Wrangell. Bounce pass ahead to Mork. He hands the ball off to Tony Harding. Harding, a long three, back rim, no good. Battle for the rebound comes down to Vinny Edenshaw. Vinny will bring it across the timeline as we are scoreless. Played 30 seconds. Vinny into the lane. Ball slapped loose. Right back into his hands. Shot put up and good, and that's going to be number nine. That's Sebastian Bowker. So Bowker hits the first 2 points of the basketball game, and Heidelberg, the guest on the scoreboard. Down inside they go to Clark. Back out on top. Down in the corner to Harding. Harding drives up off the glass and good. Nice move by Tony Harding. So we are tied at two, and this one, Class B, will obviously be a much faster pace. Devin in the lane, left it short. Rebound comes down to Wrangell. Lead pass ahead, underneath to Clark. Oh, clutch. He's a big boy, and he can really get up.
And that's the first one we've seen this tournament.
Is that right? Yeah, he's... I think that's Jason Clark.
He's wearing number 40. They just called me and told me he was 44.
Okay.
I'm going to go find out.
Okay, that's good. I'll just tell him he's 40 until he tells me differently. Long three-pointer put up by Tony Harding for three. The lead is now 7-2 in favor of Wrangell. Three-pointer by Sebastian Bowker. No good. It's short, and it'll be out of bounds. And they say, nope, no touch. Bowker thought it was touched, but they said no. So 7-2 Wrangell. Boy, those red jerseys with numbers. Mitch Mork handling the basketball. Drives into the lane. Dishes it off to Harding. Back to Mork. He goes to Ryan Howell. In the lane, Devin Edenshaw almost stole it away. Ball still on the floor. Picked up by Howell, and he knocks down a two-pointer. So the score is now 9-2. three-pointer, 10-2.
Number 40 is Ryan Reeves.
Ryan Reeves. Okay. So we'll put him down. And he's the one that got the dunk, not
yes,
Jason
yes,
Clark.
Yes, he is.
And we got a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on number 44. Oh, nope. Foul's going to be on number 9, and that is going to be Harding. So Rangel will inbound underneath their basket. Pass comes into Mark. Mark in the lane. Oh, nice strip by Vinny Edenshaw. He hands the ball off to number 7. That is Donald. Here comes Vinny on the drive. Nope. And a whistle and a foul. That foul is going to be on number 25. And that's Harry Churchill for Rangel. So Vinny's going to be shooting 3 at the free throw line. And Howell just kind of smiles, knows that Vinny got him that time. So 10-2 as Heidelberg with a really short bench. First free throw is up, no good.
Churchill has a foul, and who else?
And Harding has a foul. Second free throw by Vinny is up and good. That's his first point of the basketball game. So he is 1-for-2 from the line. Next free throw is up, and it is also good. So Vinny, 2-for-3. 10-4 the score as we just moved inside the 17-minute mark. Harding handling the basketball. Hands the ball off to Mork. Inside to Reeves. Shot a little too hard as it looked like Sebastian Balker might have got a little piece of that. Here comes Devin Edenshaw for Heidelberg. 10-4 the score. Devin, no good. Battle for the rebound. Comes down to Mork. Here comes Mork on the run. Hands it off to Howell. Off to Reeves. Cross court to Mork. He hands the ball off to Churchill. Back out on top to Tony Harding. Harding pulls up and knocks down a 3, I believe. Yep. So he has 8 points now.
Yep, 2 threes.
13-4. Vinny drives. Hook pass to Bowker. Takes at the free throw line. Bounce pass to Vinny Edenshaw. In the corner, long 3-pointer put up. No good. Battle for the rebound, and it comes down to Reeves. And boy, Ryan Reeves is all over the floor. And Bowker is shaking his hand and flexing his arm.
Yep. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break in the action. 15:39 to go. It's 13-4. A big lead early on by Rangel over Heidelberg.
In need of freight assistance? Alaska Marine Lines is dedicated to serving Southeast Alaska with barge service from Seattle twice per week. Call one of their freight experts to find the fastest and least expensive way to move a shipment. Their state-of-the-art system allows them to give you the answers you need and the dependable service that you deserve. Alaska Marine Lines is the obvious choice for all of your shipping needs. Find them online at shipaml.com or call 800-950-4265.
Okay, well, we were away. Clark put up a shot. Long three-pointer by Harding, no good. Battle for the rebound. Devin tips it into the hands of Vinny Edenshaw. Here comes Vinny on the run. Vinny in the lane. Double team, triple team. Ball knocked loose. Picked up down the lane. And I think we're going to have a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Tony Harding, I think.
A bit of a sloppy start here on this game. Neither one
yeah.
of them really got their feel yet.
Rhythm going, no.
So, and they both obviously have the opportunity to do it. I think last night Ryan was here, and Vinny and Devin were hitting threes right and left, and he called them the Threedenshaws.
Yeah, they normally do hit a lot of threes, but neither one of them has. So Frisbee hits a pair of free throws. Neither one of them has gotten started as of yet.
And Eric James had the foul, and here comes Rangel with the ball.
So back the other way, into the lane. Shot put up and good. Nice move by Mitch Mork. And the little guy puts one up and in. In the lane, handling the basketball is number 11. That's Nick Nix off to Devin. Devin back rim. Boy, he shot four. That just has been really cold. Whew! Looks like I should have had a foul. Didn't get one.
No, they didn't.
Foul should have been on Jason Clark as he reached out and grabbed Nix. Inbounds pass comes to Vinny Edenshaw. Vinny goes, just go. I'm going to break this guy down on the dribble. Vinny for three. And it's over and off. And neither Edenshaw has been able to get off the snide yet. So checking back in is number 11, Ryan Howell. Sitting down for a rest is number 33. And that is Andrew Versteg. Here comes Rangel on the run again. And boy, Mike, those black numbers on those red jerseys are hard to see.
I'm glad it's you and not just me, because I had trouble with them yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, I really have to look hard.
Yeah, we're up high above the gym, and so we don't have the best angle. But
yeah.
We do for viewing the game, but not for picking up those numbers.
Yeah, not because they're not real. They don't really stand out. So Devin Edenshaw puts the shot up. It's no good. He's going to go to the free throw line, and picking up that foul is number 11. That is Ryan Howe. So that's going to be his first foul. Three team fouls. And Devin at the line has not scored yet. And
well,
he has scored now.
He's in. One for one.
Yep.
Well, when he gets cracking, he'll be scoring. And we got a break in the action. Timeout on the floor with 13:56 to go. 1 minute to go. They're going to take a 30. They're calling it a 30 at 17-7. And Heidelberg trails by 10. We'll be back in a half a minute.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the gold medal basketball tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting gold medal. Together, we hold each other up.
Off the glass and good is number 44, and that is Jason Clark.
Yep, yes it is.
Okay, so Jason Clark got another bucket. Back the other way, driving down the lane, nice move up and good is Greg Frisbee. So Frisbee picks it up, and Heidelberg starting to get warm. Frisbee steals it away. Vinny Edenshaw on the lane. Three-pointer over and off as rebound comes down to Rangel. Coming across the timeline is Mitch Mork. Bounce pass down low to Clark. Clark up off the glass and good. Rolled around and dropped in. Nice soft touch by Jason Clark.
His first two.
Back the other way. Shot put up. No good by number 7, and that is Donald Edenshaw. And Clark looking for a sub. Bounce pass down low. Shot up with the left hand. Nice move and good by Ryan Reeves. And boy, they just, without Darren Edenshaw, they just don't have the bodies to stop him. Down the lane, a whistle and a foul. And it should be on Clark, I would think. Yep, Jason Clark picks up the foul, and that's going to be his first personal foul. So four team fouls on Rangel now, one on Heidelberg.
Who got the one for Heidelberg?
The one I have is Donald Edenshaw.
Okay.
Vinny handling the ball. Vinny bounce pass in the lane. Drives. Oh, nice block. As Reeves just kind of stuck out his hand on the reverse layup and didn't even get off the floor. Three-pointer back rim, no good. Battle for the rebound. Comes down to Nick Nix. Nix pulls up. 14-footer, left it short. Battle for the rebound. Comes down to Reeves again. And the other Rangel kid goes, wait a minute, you stole my rebound.
Mm.
Reeves is 10-10, or 6-10, I mean.
Yeah, he looked. I always figured about 6'8 or 6'9, but yeah.
When I was coming up after I got his number, somebody said, and he's 6'10.
6'10?
Yeah.
Tall. Well, actually, he's not. He's slender, but he's not. Oh, and Benny could have got. Benny went right against the big man, and Reeves just kind of backed off. And Benny missed the shot. And boy, Benny and Darren usually carry the. Oh, sweet steal by Devin. He drives, lays it up and good. Nice move. Still has the quick hands, Devin Edenshaw. Back the other way. Oh. Rolling away again. Yep. And drives and lays it up and good. And Heidelberg starting to get on a little bit of a roll here. The lead's still 10. Clark double teamed. Comes across the timeline to Tony Harding. 23-13, we moved inside 11 minutes. Harding drives. Back out on top. Shot up, no good. Battle for the rebound as that was Versteeg. Back the other way. Versteeg knocks the ball away on a full court length of the pass. Nice move. Back out on top to Vinny. Vinny to Devin, back to Vinny. He's working at the top of the key against Mark. Pulls up, long three-pointer back rim. Sebastian Bowker puts up a jump shot, left it short. Rebound came down to Versteeg. Long down court pass to Reeves. And Reeves got fouled on the side. So they're going.
Greg Frisbee.
Yeah, Greg Frisbee says, nope, you're not gonna drive on me. I'm going to foul you because you know Reeves was going to go right to the hole and try to dunk it. Coming back in is number 25 for Harry Churchill. Reeves is going to be fouled by Sebastian Bowker, and that's going to be his second personal foul. Free throw line is going to be Ryan Reeves. And he's probably the tallest guy in the tournament. Free throw is up and good. And Reeves, free throw, second one is up, and also good. So Reeves hits a pair of free throws. He's got six now, and the lead is 12 at 25-13. Knicks handles the basketball. Off to Darren Edenshaw, or and now we've got a foul. I think it's going to be on. So they call a holding foul on Vinny Edenshaw. That's going to be his first personal foul. And a nice off-the-ball call there by the official. As Churchill was trying to get around a pick, and Vinny just kind of grabbed his arm. So Vinny guarding Tony Harding. Tony drives to the baseline. Oh, he gets mugged. And foul is going to be on number 11. And that is Nick Nix. Nix goes, you're going to have to earn them from the free throw line because I'm going to hang on to your arm.
Well, I've got different team fouls totals than they've got on the board right now. Harding at the free throw line misses that one.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Second one up by Harding. That one's good. He goes 1 for 2. Good. Do you have the same they do?
I have 4 and 4, so I'm. Oh, there's Nick's. Okay. So now, now I'm 5 and 4.
Okay.
Vinny up off the glass. No good. And you can see that the height of Reeves is making them change their shots a lot. Devin, nice steal. Back to Vinny, and Vinny will bring it across the timeline. Boy, when was the last time Heidelberg only had 13 points?
Yeah, I don't know.
Vinny Edenshaw shots up and good. I mean, halfway through the first half. Usually they're in the 50s and close to 100 at the end of the game, but right now they're just extremely cold.
Yeah, we're halfway through the first quarter,
yep.
The first half. Who was that one?
Chopped it up by
13, Mick Mork.
Mitch Mork, okay. So he's got five now. Vinny handling the basketball. Off to Bowker. Bowker, three-pointer, side rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Nix. Nix up off the glass, no good. Still battling for the ball. Comes down to Rangel. And now we're going to have a 30-second timeout for Rangel.
8:27 to go, 28-15. Heidelberg trails. We'll be back in a half a minute with gold medal basketball.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it into Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
Okay, back at the J.D. High School Gymnasium. 8:27, 13-point lead for Rangel. And this is a B losers bracket game. Rangel handling the basketball. Pass comes in to Andrew Versteg. He hands the ball off to Mitch Mork, and Mork will bring it across the timeline. Mork. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Oh, shot put up no good. Tipped up and in by Ryan Reeves. And boy, without Darren Edenshaw, Heidelberg just has no answer for Reeves. Vinny drives. Reverse layup, no good, as once again Reeves blocks that reverse layup. Vinny gets it back out on top to Devin. 30-15, Devin spins in the lane. Ball knocked loose. Picked up by Harding. Hands the ball off to Mork. And we're going to have a whistle and a foul, and it's going to be on Vinny Edenshaw, I believe. So Vinny picks up his second personal foul. 16 fouls now, as Tony Harding will inbound the basketball. He comes into Mitch Mork. Mork brings it across the timeline. Working against Devin Edenshaw. Back to Harding. Mork sets the pick. They go inside. Ball stripped away nicely by Nick Nix. He'll bring it across the timeline. Off to Frisbee. Greg drives. Ball knocked loose. Long three-pointer. Back rim. No good. Battle for the rebound. Comes down. And we got a whistle and a foul, and that foul is going to be on number 7, and that is going to be
Donald
Edenshaw. He picks up his first personal foul. Going to the free throw line again is Reeves. Oh, this one he left short, so he is now 2-for-3 from the free throw line. Checking in is number 34. That is Eric James for Rangel. Reeves' second free throw is up and good, so he's 3-for-4. Three for four.
Yep, he is.
9 now. 31-15, shot up and good by Vinny Edenshaw. He's starting to heat up as he has 8 now. 3 twos and 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Ball knocked loose right into the hands of James off. Eric up off the glass and good. So Eric James gets his first 2 points of the basketball game. 33-17. Oh, great block by Reeves. And Nick tried to put the shot up and good. Tony Harding, a long three. Got it. Nice move.
To third three.
36-17 and 19-point lead now. Devin. NBA three, in and out. Boy, he still hasn't been able to hit a three-pointer. Rebound, pass ahead. Too long for Ryan Howell, and thrown away out of bounds. So Rangel with a rare turnover. Here comes Vinny Edenshaw across the timeline. Drives to the hole. Basket's good. And, boy, he's fearlessly going to the hole.
Yep, he went coast to coast after he picked that up in backcourt.
And the foul, I believe, is going to be on Eric James. Let's see. So Vinny looking to go to the line. Oh, nine. That is Tony Harding, so that's his. Well, I missed
I've got two of them for him already.
I already have two as well.
So I know those fouls are off. They're not right.
So Harding handling the basketball against Vinny Edenshaw. 36-20, lead 16. Harding drive. Oh, and I think they called an offensive foul.
Yep, they did.
Okay, so an offensive foul on Harding.
That actually should be his fourth, according. I'm sure that now they're calling it his second, so.
Yeah.
I think we've missed a couple.
Yeah.
Not us. But anyway, we'll leave that alone because the scorebook's what it is downstairs.
Yep, 36-20 to score. Devin Edenshaw, spin move. Oh, nice block by Reeves.
Wow, he's everywhere.
Boy, he is a force down there. Pass comes into Vinny. Dribbles out around. Mork's got him. Vinny to the lane. Ball knocked loose. Picked out of there. Bounce pass. Oh, down to Reeves. And it's off of his hands and out of bounds.
Another turnover for Rangel.
Yep. And they're starting to get a little sloppy here. As Harding checks in. Sitting down for a rest is Ryan Howell. Pass comes into Frisbee, off to Devin Edenshaw. Devin, top of the key to Vinny. Works around a pick. Pulls up for three. Quick trigger, no good. Battle for the rebound. Oh, nice rebound by Frisbee that time. Shot up, back rim, no good. Battle for the rebound again. Still on the floor, battle for it. Picked up by Vinny.
Nice balance.
Excuse me, yep. Shot up, oh, left short, and Reeves again. Oh, Frisbee.
Oh, spin around and will not go. Boy, Heidelberg cannot buy a bucket.
Boy, they are really cold. You can see why they've only got 20 points.
There's no threes by either of the Edenshaws. Unusual, totally unusual.
Very definitely. Long three-pointer, good. Boy, that's hard to read.
Yep, it is. Is that
30? I think that's 34.
That's Versteeg. It's either. No, it's Andrew Versteeg.
Is it Andrew Versteeg? Oh, 33. Okay.
Yeah. There's
shot put up, no good. Rango comes down with a rebound. Harding handling again. 39-20.
No, you're right. It was 34.
Was it 34?
Yep, it was.
Shot up, no good. Vinny comes down with a rebound. 34 is Eric James.
And he's got a two and a three.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's those dark red jerseys and then a black, light black bottom in there.
Yeah, it's really difficult to read some of those numbers.
I don't feel bad. I thought maybe you'd know more of these guys having seen them. But I've seen a few of them play, but it's still hard when you're looking at the numbers.
Yeah.
39-20 now as we are at under the four-minute mark here in the first half of play. Almost a 20-point lead by Rangel over Heidelberg in a very unusual game by these Heidelberg teams.
Long three-pointer, whistle, and a foul.
Got a little shoving going on underneath the bucket. Sid Edenshaw over in the Heidelberg bench, the coach saying something to
Eric James.
Yep, telling him to settle down. Little shoving match was going on underneath there, and one of the few heated words I've seen in this tournament so far.
Yeah, they were trying to battle for position. And going to the free throw line is Donald Edenshaw. Free throw up, no good on the front end of the 1-1. As they were just battling for position, it wasn't really anything dirty or anything.
Nope, and Clark picked up his second foul on that play.
Yeah. Handling the basketball is Mork down the lane. Was looking for Clark on the pass. Couldn't get it. Devin Edenshaw stole it away. Devin to Vinny. Vinny in the lane. Whistle and a foul. I believe that's going to be on 44.
Not sure.
I thought it was right here. I think it's on 34. But...
Well, it was either 34 or 44. They were both there.
Yeah,
no, it was 34. Okay, so that's Eric James.
He's going to get his second.
Free throw by Vinny is up and good.
I've got him 3 for 4.
Mm-hmm. Opportunity to shoot the second one. 39-21. Vinny, second free throw up and good. 39-22. We're almost at the 3-minute mark as Rangel has led the entire ball game. Driving the lane. Hook pass out on top. And knocked loose. The ball was knocked loose by Greg Frisbee. Still be out of bounds. And Devin goes, nope. The referee goes, nope, you got to back up a little bit. Warning on Edenshaw. Actually, that could be a technical foul.
What was that he did?
Well, he reached through the plane and knocked the ball out of the hands of the guy out of bounds.
The inbound passer.
Yeah. Pass comes into Mork, and he's not allowed to do that. He got a warning, a delay of game warning.
Right, okay.
But they're playing high school rules at the tee. Shot up, left short by Powell. Three-pointer. Oh, that was an air ball. Looking for Demon. He's all alone. Drives, lays it up. Oh, a little too hard off the glass.
Yeah, they just are really struggling. I don't know how Rangel got their number, but they did tonight.
Yeah, at least so far anyway. Down the lane, shot up off the glass, and that's going to be Mitch Mork shot up and good. So he has 7 now. 41-22. Vinny drives, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul. And I believe that's going to be on... Yep. Mitch Mork picks up the foul. That's going to be his... Well, they put it... Nope, they gave it to Ryan Howell, I'm sorry. That's his second. I thought Mork was there, too. Vinny, up and good. Another good free throw shooter, kind of like Kamal Lindoff.
Yep.
He doesn't miss many. Vinny's about the only one scoring right now as Devin has 5. Second free throw by Vinny is up and good. So right now it's the Vinny Edenshaw show versus Rangel. Reeves back in. Goes to Mork. Mork drives, whistle and the foul, and that foul is going to be on number 11. And that is Nick, so he picks up his second personal foul. Shot up and good.
Is that Mitch?
I believe that's Burstag. That 33, yep, Andrew Burstag. So he hit a pair of free throws.
It's his first, too.
43-24, 2 minutes. Devin drives. Long three-pointer. Still can't buy one. Shortest guy on the floor gets the rebound. That's Benny Edenshaw. He drives. Left it short. Excuse me. And the rebound comes down to Harding, who's back in. Tony. And Greg Frisbee almost stole it away.
Knocked it away out of bounds. Came off of Frisbee. It'll be Harding to inbound it for Rangel.
Down underneath to Reeves. Reeves, little short jumper, up and good. Boy, if they get him the ball down that low, he's just unstoppable, Mike.
That's exactly right. Nobody there that can touch him.
Devin, long three, in and out. That's the first time he's actually got one to go almost down. Back the other way comes. Underneath. Dunked again by Reeves.
Ooh.
He's got 13. 47-24. We're down to a minute here. In the first half, Vinny, nice spin move. And I think they got Reeves on a foul. Yeah, he moved into him with the body. That was a good call.
Ooh. So that's his first.
So Reeves picks up his first personal foul.
Well, Vinny's scoring from the line.
Mm-hmm. Gets another one. I've got him 6 out of 7. Is that what you've got, Mike?
I got him 7 out of 8.
Okay. Next one is up and good.
And let's see, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 out of 9 is what I got.
Harding handles the ball, 47-26.
Under a minute to go in this half.
Reeves handles the ball, hands it off to Harding. Reeves looking to get the ball down low. Back to Mork in the corner. And the ball knocked loose. Oh, saved nicely.
Yep, by Heidelberg.
Yep, here comes Vinny on the run. Dribbles inside. Oh, wow.
That guy can shoot from almost any angle. His body's laying
out. It's amazing. Reeves up and good again.
Wow.
Boy, he's putting on a clinic of getting to the basket.
49-26, a 23-point lead by Rangel over Heidelberg.
Devin Long, three, left it short again. And, boy, he is just cold as ice.
Yep, he is. I've never seen him shoot like this.
Mm-mm. Harding, long three-pointer, no good. Reeves. Wow.
Yeah.
At halftime, it's 49 for Rangel. 26 for Heidelberg. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Well, wait, let's do this.
Okay.
Hey, Rob, I'll tell you what we're going to do, Rob. I need to go down and check scores with the book because ours don't match, and I want to check those fouls. So let's take a three-minute break right now, and then we'll come back and keep it as we roll in. You're listening to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY 49-26 in B bracket. Loser out is Rangel over Heidelberg.
For all you gold medalists, the Sea Alaska Heritage Store welcomes all teams and fans to Gold Medal. Come check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan Native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Jared Gullinan silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska Native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Soboloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown. By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Seward Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown, Lemon Creek, and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344. No. How about throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters? Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
Sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are, spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Get the good stuff!
To me, March means spring, and it makes me want to get outside and play in the mud. However, no matter how much I like that mud, when I'm driving behind a vehicle with no mud flaps, I wish I could put my car in a protective bubble. Not having mud flaps on your vehicle is a safety issue as well as a cosmetic one. Stop by Napa Auto Parts and see what we can do for you. From mud flaps to windshield wipers, Napa takes care of your vehicle bumper to bumper.
Get the good stuff! In need of freight assistance? Alaska Marine Lines is dedicated to serving Southeast Alaska with barge service from Seattle twice per week. Call one of their freight experts to find the fastest and least expensive way to move a shipment. Their state-of-the-art system allows them to give you the answers you need and the dependable service that you deserve. Alaska Marine Lines is the obvious choice for all of your shipping needs. Find them online at shipaml.com or call 800-950-4265.
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Now the Juno Douglas High School Gym for Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
Okay, we're back here at the JD High School Gymnasium. Running down the scoring, first of all, for Heidelberg. Vinny Edenshaw has 15, Devin has 5, Greg Frisbee with 4, Sebastian Bowker with 2, 26 points for Heidelberg. For Wrangell, they're led in scoring by Ryan Reeves with 15, Tony Harding has 13, Ryan Howell with 3, Mitch Mork with 5, Andrew Versteg has 2 on a pair of free throws, 5 for Eric James and 6 for Jason Clark. A total of 49 points. And, Mike, you went down and was checking.
Yeah, and here's a, I have a difference here. Actually, let me add these up. I've got 11 for Harding, according to the scorebook down there. I've got 3 for Howell. I've got 4 for Mitch Mork, they do, and 4 for Andrew Versteeg, 7 for James, and 4 for Jason Clark, and 15 for Ryan, like you just said, 2, 4, 6. No, 13 is all they've got, so I don't know where we're off so much, but maybe when I took your score sheet away once. Maybe. Never mind that. What the deal is it's 49-26 at halftime, regardless of our unofficial stats.
And my unofficial stats add up to 26 and 49.
Good for you. Then you're probably right.
Okay, so Wrangell across the timeline. Handling the basketball is Ryan Howell. They go down into the big guy, Reeves, back to Mork. Mork back out on top to Howell. Back to Harding. They go down into Reeves. Reeves up off the glass and good again. So Reeves now, we'll go with our unofficial score, 17, because it adds up. So
yeah, it does. Just leave it.
Devin Edenshaw back out on top, handling the basketball as Nick Nix. Oh, that one could have been an offensive foul on Donald Edenshaw. Ball comes up as an air ball, no call, and Wrangell handling the basketball. Devin, and Mitch Bork threw it away. Well, Tony, if you'd have given him an angle to throw a pass.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Don't blame him. Oh, Vinny Edenshaw, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul, and that's going to be on number 13. That is Mitch Mork, and that is going to be his first personal foul. First team foul here in the second half. Vinny handling the ball on Mark. And they're going to get him again. Yep, I think they're going to get Mark again on a blocking foul. So that's his second personal foul. The one thing that you've got to do, you know, is you got to play Vinny to go left. He dribbles the ball well with his right hand,
yep.
But he doesn't shoot the ball with his right
hand.
No,
he doesn't. He always shoots left-handed. So, he's got another one at the line.
You got to make him go to the middle.
So they had a hard game last night against Metlakatla, and they got beat. Yeah, and I think that might have taken it out of them because here he makes another one. They've only got 6 guys on their team, so they have no bench strength. They have no relaxed time.
Right.
And I think that this is showing up tonight.
Once you get into the loser's bracket, you've got to have some bench. And, I mean, it's got to be tough.
And Wrangell is setting the pace tonight. They can make it go fast. They can slow it down. They can keep it deep. They can bring it inside.
Shot put up by... Oh. Well, they tried to make that long pass again.
Yeah.
This time it was just a little bit too long.
The shot was up by Wrangell. It was an air ball. And Heidelberg, long pass down, but they overshot it. So Wrangell will bring it in backcourt.
Yeah, games... Two games back-to-back with a short bench definitely will tell on the legs. Kicked out of bounds, and I think that was kicked out of bounds by Howell. So you really got to protect the basketball because once you get around, they're always trying to pick your
Heidelberg always tries to pick your pocket from the back. Long three by Devin. Again, an air ball. And it's really obvious that he doesn't have his legs under him, Mike.
No, not tonight he doesn't. I mean, he's tried threes from all the way around the circle. That was about 10 feet beyond the top of the circle, and it won't go. And then on the left side, another one up. And Tyler Bell misses one as well.
There's the big guy again up at good.
Ryan Reeves.
Pretty pass.
Yeah. So yep. Wrangell's totally in control of this tonight. And they know that.
Benny Edenshaw up and good, but you're not going to see Heidelberg and quit, that's for sure.
No, they will not, but it's Devin and Vinny can't carry all the scoring. Another one, this is going to be a good two-pointer for Wrangell, and then the whistle and the foul.
I think the foul is going to be on Frisbee. Bucket was by number 11, that's Ryan Howell.
It's his first two of the second half. Foul number two on
Greg Frisbee. Free throw is up. Back rim, no good. Devin Edenshaw with a rebound. Devin goes to the hole. Ball knocked loose. We're going to have a whistle, and we're going to have a jump ball. Harden and Devin Edenshaw get face-to-face. And we got. I think we're going to have double technical fouls.
Yep, we just got another one called.
Okay, so Harding got a T, and Edenshaw got a T.
Okay, which was it, Devin?
Devin, yes.
So we haven't—I don't think we've seen any technicals until right now. And Wrangell now over chatting with one of the with Eric Johnson. Eric Johnson. Renee Johnson and Suzanne DePoe, your three officials tonight in the second game of our broadcast.
So those are also personal fouls. So that's three on Harding. And I've got just one on Devin Edenshaw. Is that what you've got?
Yes, I do. Well, I can see where Heidelberg would be getting frustrated,
absolutely.
I don't know why Wrangell should be. But I wasn't down there to know who really started the pushing in.
No, well, you could see they had the jump ball, and then it looked like Devin turned around and pushed Harding, who wasn't involved in the play, and then Harding pushed him back, and referee was boom right there.
Yep.
So it's going to be point of interruption because the tees were there, so the jump ball possession arrow favors Heidelberg.
Okay. Pardon me, a little delay in the game for an unfortunate moment.
Yeah. Never like to see that. But you're right, I think Heidelberg is getting a little frustrated. Vinny, long three. Boy, just can't buy it. Rebound comes down to Reeves again. Lead pass ahead to Eric James. Three-pointer over and off. Rebound comes down to Edenshaw. Here comes Vinny on the run. Pulls up. Leaner, no good. Got his own rebound. Dribbles out to the left corner. Off to Frisbee. Frisbee in the lane. Shots up, no good. Reeves gets another rebound as Frisbee trying to steal it from him. Oh, they had Ryan Howell alone underneath. Devin steals it away, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul on Eric James.
And that'll be his third.
So things starting to get a little chippy here, Mike.
Yeah, they are. It's not going to be the funnest game of the tournament.
No, that's for sure.
And probably not for anybody.
Inbounds pass comes to Edenshaw. Still 17 minutes to go. Heidelberg could get hot, but right now they're down 25. Vinny drives up off the glass and good again. So he's got 6.5, 21 for the ballgame. Whistle and the foul is going to be on Devin Edenshaw. So that's going to be his second, first personal, and he also has a T. Pass comes in. Devin tries for the steal. Shot up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Saved nicely by James. Back out on top Oh, almost a steal. Shot up no good. Rebound comes down to Mitch Mork. He comes back out on top, and they'll handle the basketball again as Verstag hands the ball off to James. Frisbee, Bowker, and I think that Sebastian Bowker is going to pick up the foul.
And who did he foul? James?
yep, foul James. So three on Bowker.
Yeah. Ryan Reeves picked up the loose ball and dunked it anyway in front of the crowd.
Well, he doesn't even hardly have to get off the floor.
No, he doesn't.
Free throw up by James is good. So the lead, both free throws are good. So it's now 57-32. Vinny, long three, finally got his first three of the ball game to drop. 57-35. The lead is 22. Handling the ball is Mark inside. They go to Reeves. Reeves back to Mitch. Mitch, 14-footer, no good. Battle for the rebound comes down to Frisbee. Frisbee for Heidelberg handling the ball. Off to Edenshaw. Vinny working on Mark. Leans in. No good. And I thought that was a pretty good no call as Vinny was looking for the... Oh, now he steals the ball away. Pulls up. Three. No good. Rebound comes down to Devin Edenshaw. Boy, Eric James could have got a foul there. No good. Boy, he just cannot buy one. And the rebound comes down to Rangel. Three on one. Drives. Mork lays it up and good. You can hear him calling, help, help, help. Actually, that was Verstag back to Edenshaw. No good. As the big guy gets another rebound. Verstag draws. Basket's good. And he's going to be fouled by Greg Frisbee.
And he gets his first two of the second half.
Going to the free throw line, looking for a three-point play, 61-35. Free throw up, and no good. Rebound comes down to Bowker. He hands it off to Devin Edenshaw. Devin drives, the left hand, still can't buy one. And
he'll get two of the easy ones. Who's going to raise? Whistle against Rangel.
And the foul is going to be on Andrew Verstag, so that's going to be his first personal foul. Devin Edenshaw, boy, he can't even buy a free throw. One in the first half, missed this one. Sitting down is Verstag for a rest.
We're not bad-mouthing you, Devin, but we've never seen a cold night like this for you as you miss a pair of them now.
Boy, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's just having an off night. And I still think a lot of it had to do with what was taken out of him last night.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, when you play, I'm sure he probably played the whole game.
Yes, he did. And he played it hard.
Shot up by Ryan Howell is no good. A rebound comes down to Heidelberg again. Whistle and a foul. And that's going to be on 25, and that is Harry Churchill. So Churchill picks up the foul. Five fouls on Rangel, six fouls on Heidelberg here, so no one and one yet. Donald Edenshaw going to trigger the inbounds pass to Vinny. Howell's on him. Vinny pulls up. Off to Nix, back to Vinny, fakes the three, bounce pass underneath. Oh, nice pass inside to Donald Edenshaw, who gets his first 2 points of the ballgame. Pretty pass. Tony Harding handling against Devin Edenshaw. Harding hands it off, bounce pass in the corner, no good, battle for the rebound, saved nicely. Ball knocked loose by James.
Looking for a jump ball. So last night, Devin Edenshaw had 22 points in the first half. He went scoreless in the second. Vinny had 48 in the ball game. Timeout on the floor?
Yep,
we're taking a break.
Yep.
Full timeout. We'll take a 1 minute break with 13:50 to go on this one. 61-37, Wrangell over Heidelberg, and loser out. See, we'll be back.
Ward Air is Juneau's largest family-owned flying service. Our experienced pilots have been getting families, friends, and businesses safely and efficiently to their chosen destination since 1974. With wheel planes as well as float planes, your schedule is Ward Air's schedule. So call 789-9150 to book your next flight. For safety, service, and satisfaction, it's Ward Air. 789-9150.
Bobcat of Juneau is your rental equipment yard for Southeast Alaska. They rent out skid steers, excavators, backhoes, loaders, trailers, and much more. And Bobcat is your new Genie lift dealer in Southeast. They're now renting out scissor lifts, telehandlers, man lifts, articulated booms, and light plants. You'll love what you can rent at Bobcat for homeowners and contractors alike. Stop in and check them out. Bobcat of Juneau. Located in Lemon Creek on Glacier Highway. Open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. Call 523-7920.
Nice pass stolen away by Nick Nix. 63-37. Devin drives. Boy, just cannot get a ball to Ryan. I think he just picked up another foul.
Devin did?
I believe he did, as he just kind of reached out and grabbed Mork. So let's see. Yep. They just put another one up, so that's three.
Yep.
Two personal fouls and a tee.
So last night, Devin had 22 points in the first half, and then he went scoreless in the second. Vinny picked up 48 points in the game last night.
So Mork handling the basketball. Ball knocked loose, picked up by Harding. Vinny Edenshaw's on him. Back to Mork, stolen away by Sebastian Brauker. And off of the, well, actually, I guess he dribbled it out of bounds on the sideline.
Yeah, he knew he did. That's why he let go of it.
Yeah. Slip inside 13 minutes. Looking for someone to pass to. They come into Marshall. Marshall drives. He's scoreless so far. Back out to James. James handling the basketball. To Marshall. Marshall with a left-hand shot. Up, no good. Rebound comes down to Bowker for Heidelberg. Lead pass ahead to Vinny. Vinny drives the lane up off the glass. Nice move. Pass comes into Harding. Tony across the timeline. Working on Devin Edenshaw. Off to James. Ball knocked loose. Here comes Devin. Drives, lays it up and good. First 2 points of the second half, and he's got seven for the ball game. The lead down to 22 now. And Wrangell can't rest here. They need to keep going. Heidelberg could get on a quick run here.
Well, if he had almost 40 points scored in the first half last night between Vinny and Devin, if they got going in this half, this would be a brand new ball game.
Yep, that's for sure. And there's another foul on Devin. So that's four now on Devin. Going to the free throw line will be Marshall. He has not scored yet.
This will put Heidelberg in a rough spot if Devin ends up fouling out, because all they got is Frisbee over on the bench. Unless Sid wants to come in.
Free throw up, no good. Actually, he is on the roster. But
yes, he is.
Long down court pass. Vinny left corner.
Off the rim, off the back of their backboard and out of bounds.
That just kind of says what's happened so far tonight.
It's Heidelberg. Yep. The way it's slammed.
Just not their night. Pass. And taking the dive was number 33, as I think he got bumped. Was first tag as Vinny Edenshaw bumped him. Ball went out of bounds. Here comes Vinny. Long three-pointer by Nick. No good. Another air ball. Rebound comes down to Harding. 11 and a half now. Pass comes in. And it's going to be almost a great steal by Donald Edenshaw, but it'll be out of bounds to Wrangell. So Moritz comes, sitting down as Donald Edenshaw, coming back in as Greg Frisbee. James triggers it in to the big guy. Back to Eric James, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Battle for the rebound, comes down to Bowker. Lead pass ahead to Edenshaw, Devin, to Vinny. Ball actually tried to split two players. The ball was knocked loose. picked up by Marshall. Oh, great steal off to Vinny. Vinny for three. Got another one. So really, Vinny's about the only one that's scoring right now. Lead down to 19 at the 11-minute mark. Harding and Devin's going to have to be careful as he's got four fouls. Him and Harding going at it. Well, stripped again, and that should be an intentional, yeah?
Yes, it is. He grabbed the jersey at Devin when Devin stole the ball from Harding. Well, those two still going at it here.
And you can see Reeves, the big guy, talking and said, come on, guys, let's just, play basketball and stop the individual one-on-one stuff. So Devin, first free throw is up and good.
That's the second time he's got a little huddle going for him.
A little bit too much one-on-one and not enough let's play team ball. Second free throw up and good. And with the intentional foul, Heidelberg will get the ball back. And now at the 10:40 mark, we're down to a 17-point lead, Mike. Heidelberg chipping away.
It seems like a lot, but not when you've got scorers like this on the floor.
Mm-hmm. So Mark checks in and Harding sits down. Harding getting into a little too much of a one-on-one battle with Edenshaw. Vinny working on Mark. Devin. Boy, is that one going to drop? Nope. Short again. Rebound comes down to Reeves again. Handling the basketball. They want to run a little clock here. Howell works on a screen. Gives the ball back to Clark. Down inside, they go to the big guy. He left it short. Battle for the rebound. Bowker got it. And we're going to have a whistle and the foul. And Reeves goes, Ryan, why did I do that? Yep, so Reeves picks up his second personal foul. And that's 18 fouls now. So going to the free throw line will be Sebastian Bowker. Bowker with 2 points in the first half. He'll be shooting a 1-1. Free throw is up. Back rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Reeves. So Ryan Reeves, we just moved inside 10 minutes. Lead 63-46. The lead is 17. Mark handling the basketball. Hands it off. Back to Clark. Clark, they go inside to the big guy. Oh, and Bowker fouls him. So going to the free throw line will be Ryan Reeves. He was 3-for-4 in the first half. And that is 3 on Bowker.
4
on Bowker.
Couldn't get my thumb out.
Oh, so Bowker has 4. Devin Edenshaw has 4. So a couple of Heidelberg players in danger of fouling out. First free throw by Reeves is up. No good. He's now 3-for-5. Second free throw up and oh, left it short, no good. Rebound comes down and into the hands of Jason Clark. So Rangel, chance to run some more. And I think Devin knows he's got 4 as he's keeping his hands a little bit free here. Down the lane, Burstag. Whistle and a foul, and that's going to be on Bowker. And I think that's 5 on Sebastian Bowker now.
That's what I got. He just picked up 2 in a row.
Yep.
So here's the deal for Heidelberg. If Bowker's out, that leaves Greg Frisbee on the bench. And Devin Edenshaw has got to play 10 minutes of basketball without another foul, or it'll be Sid Edenshaw to come in, and then they have nobody on the bench.
Yep, after that. And I'm guessing that Sid doesn't really want to have to play.
Well, I know where his 20-foot basketball court will be.
Yep. First free throw, so 0-for-2 is Andrew Burstag. This one is up, 0-for-3, Burstag. Reeves, rebound, no good. Rebound comes down to Edenshaw. Vinny, oh, nice.
Beautiful steal by Rangel.
Yep. Off to Clark. He drives, shot up, and good. So Jason Clark has eight now. So that's Benny drives down the lane. Ball's loose on the floor. Benny tries to put it up. Reeves just reaches up and flicks it away.
Yep.
Benny tried for the steal against Versteeg. He goes to the lane. Oh, nice steal by Devin that time.
Yeah, it was. Very good one. Clean, too.
Pass down to Nix. And Devin's able to save it from going into backcourt. Devin pulls up. Still can't get a three to drop. Reeves handles the rebound. Hands it off to Mork, and Mork will bring it across the timeline. 65-46. We're now at eight. Mork, 10-foot jumper's up and good. So Mitch Mork hits the shot. Lead back to 21, down to 8 minutes now. Benny, long three-pointer. Back rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Reeves again. He must have probably, what, 15?
15 rebounds?
15 rebounds.
Oh, at least.
Ball knocked loose.
I quit keeping track of him.
Yeah. And he'll be out of bounds to Rangel again. And it looks like Heidelberg wants a full timeout, Mike.
All right. 60-second break with 7:51 to go in this one. And speaking of 67-46, Heidelberg trailing in this loser-out game behind Rangel. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Sorry, I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Oh, well now through April 3rd, you can get low APR financing or great lease offers on RAV4, Prius, Corolla, Tundra.
Tundra?
Shh.
Uh-oh. The boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Toyota?
Yep. There's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jan says there's one for everyone, you guys.
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event ends April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota. Let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
Take advantage of great limited-time savings. Visit Mendenhall Toyota in Juneau today. Toyota, let's go places.
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Now the Juneau Douglas High School Gym for Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
So James Grove got fouled by Frisbee. That's four on him. Misses the first free throw. Second free throw up and good. So he got one out of two. Stolen away by Churchill.
Oh, Rangel stole it away between Vinny and Devin. That's unusual.
Yeah. Ball knocked loose. Whistle and a foul. I think it's going to be on Eric James. He just kind of turned around and smiled.
Yes, it is. We got...
I have four on him. Is that what you have,
Mike? Yeah, I
do. Yeah. Vinny will go back to the line again.
I think Vinny nailed a whole bunch of free throws last night.
He's not.
Let me go back and have a count.
Nailed a whole bunch tonight, too. That's where the majority of his scoring has come from there.
He was 8 for 10 in the second half last night.
Got his own rebound. Lost it. Rebound comes down to Harding. Harding dishes it off. And a dunk. Nice move by Reeves.
Another dunk.
70-47. Vinny, long three-pointer. Back rim. And, boy, you can see that fatigue has really, really gotten to Heidelberg
right, yep.
Here. 7 minutes to go. James dishes it off to the big guy. Whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be on number three. That's Greg Frisbee, and I think that's five on Frisbee. And...
yep, he's out. Looks like Sid Edenshaw is going to pull off his cover and come on board with his number six jersey on. You can hear the crowd giving Frisbee a nice round of applause.
And part of that might be the seed out here coming out.
Yep.
Sid's a big man.
Sid is a big man.
Eric James at the free throw line. He's 3 out of 4 here in this second half. 4 out of 5. Yeah, I had a nice chat with Sid. I ran into him on the ferry down at Ketchikan a few months back.
Very, very respected.
Eric James, that's where he's next. And that one's good.
71-47, we're inside 7 minutes. Here comes Vinny around to Sid Pick. And a whistle and a foul. That's going to be on Jason Clark.
That's third.
Third, and going back to the free throw line will be Eden Shaw. So it looks like Rangel will be advancing, and shorthanded Heidelberg.
Can sit down and rest.
Yes, and I'm sure that they will appreciate that, although I know that they would definitely like to still be playing. Two more free throws by Vinny. Lead pass ahead to Reeves, the big guy. Off to Eric James. 6:40 to go. James drives, dishes it off inside. Nice move left short by Howell. Here comes Vinny again. He got a rebound. Goes to the hole. Whistle and a foul, and I think it's going to be on
44.
Yeah, they got it. They got Reeves. That's going to be his third. That was kind of one of those, you kind of hold the whistle. If he makes the bucket, you don't call the foul.
Yep.
Vinny, another free throw up and good. I'm just putting these down. I'm not sure what he's got there, Mike. But he's got a ton. Second free throw up and good again.
14 out of 17.
Okay. Lead down to 21. Double team. Vinny steals it. Looks for Devin. And there's a foul on Vinny as Reeves had the ball up in the air, and Vinny just kept hacking at it and hacking at it. That's his third personal foul now. So going back to the free throw line with a double bonus now, both teams. Ryan Reeves a moment ago missed two.
He's 3 for 6 so far.
Oh, that one's short.
3 for 7.
Well, he had 3 in a row to start the game, and now he's missed 4 in a row. That one's short, barely hit the front of the rim.
Yeah, he looks tired.
Yeah, he does. Shot up, boy, just legs.
Heidelberg can't get a bucket. Vinny steals it. Here he comes. 4-on-1. He finally holds it up. Devin tries a 3. Oh, he nailed one finally.
Finally got one to drop. And I think he just fouled out.
On the inbounds pass.
Mm-hmm.
So now what are they going to do? Play with 4 guys?
Yep.
Well, that doesn't make it very good on the rest of them. It'll be a long 5 minutes and 46 seconds as we go back to the Rangel free throw line. Who's there? Is that Howell?
God, I can't.
Or Mitch. Well, I can't see the numbers either.
I think it's Mitch Morgan. Boy. Yeah, 13.
So he misses that one. That's his first free throw, according to me.
That's what I have.
Well, a tough deal for Heidelberg.
There you go. 1 out of 2. 73-54. Denny triple teamed.
He
and he's going to get fouled. Boy, it'd take a long time for him to win the game by going to the free throw line.
Yes, indeed.
They'd have to foul out half of Rangel's team to get that many trips.
And that foul was on Versteeg.
Number two.
Vinny, back to the line. You said 14 for 17?
Yep. 15 for 18, I think, after that. I'll count them again in a while. That one's up and good.
16, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
And that one is also good. 73-56. Lead down to 17. Clark handling the basketball. James off to Clark. Back to James. James and Clark kind of playing catch. Now to Mork. Back to James. Off to Clark. As Rangel just trying to run some clock here. Kind of weaving it. Off to Mork. Bounce pass underneath to the big guy. Up and good. Five Reeves for eight in the second half. 75-56. Lead back to 19. Vinny drives. Got another one to drop.
Yeah, Vinny does have 16 out of 19.
16 out of 19. Okay. 75-58. Lead 17. Mork handling the ball. James off to... Ball knocked loose. Picked back up. Shot up by Mork is good. Nice move by Mork. 77-58, lead 19. Shot up, Vinny, air ball. And looks like his legs are going a little bit, too. Boy, you can't fault the effort.
No, you can't.
Bounce past James. And we have an offensive foul on Eric James. So James picks up. I've got five on James.
Five on James, that's right. He's going to be out here.
On the offensive foul. So checking back in is
55.
Robbie Marshall. 77-58, 4.5 to go.
Those look like twins.
Yeah.
I'm sure they are. A couple gals walking along the front of the score bench down here. Identical twins as the shot's put up in the far right corner by Rangel for three.
Nope, that's so that was Donald Edenshaw.
Oh, I was on the wrong end of the gym, wasn't I?
Yep. Vinny, shot up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Comes down to Clark. Vinny looking for the offensive foul. Kind of did a little bit of a flop, didn't get it. Back to Mork. Mork off to Clark. Going to run some more clock here. Play and catch. Versteeg. Vinny tried for the steal. Didn't get it. Versteeg back to Clark. And picking up the foul is going to be Donald Edenshaw. Going to the free throw line will be...
Foul's on Nick Nix.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nick Nix. Okay.
He gets his third.
And going to the free throw line will be Jason Clark.
He hasn't shot a free throw yet.
First one is up and good. Checking in is number 23. That's Spencer Stavi. Clark's second free throw is up and also good. So sitting down is Reeves at the 3:30 mark. Vinny, ball popped loose. Here comes Mork. Whistle and the foul. That's going to be on Edenshaw. Going to the free throw line will be Versteeg. That's four on Vinny. Free throw, Versteeg up and good. So after missing three in a row, he hits one.
He's three now, out of six.
Yep. Second one up and good. Four out of seven. Lead back to 20, 81 to 61. Eden Shaw. Devin to Sid. Sid, jump shot, free throw line, back rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Clark. Off to Mork. Mork, bounce pass to Verstag. Back out on top to Clark, and he can't quite save it.
Bad pass by Marshall.
And
under 3 minutes to go in this one, a 20-point spread, and Wrangell will be moving on in the tournament, and Heidelberg gets to rest their legs.
Long three-pointer for Vinny, got another one. And Verstag trying to go one-on-three instead of pass the ball. Lost it out of bounds. So Siddle inbounds it. Off to Vinny.
That's 40 points for Vinny in this game.
There's 42. So he has back-to-back 40-point games.
Yep.
Stavi handling the ball out to Clark. Clark back out on top as Wrangell just trying to run out the clock to Mork. Back to Stavi, back to Mork, to Clark. Marshall, 14-footer in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Eden Shaw. Leads at 15. Vinny drives, hit the bottom of the stanchion there. Down to 2 minutes now. Off to Stavi. Back out on top to Mork. Bounce pass to Clark as Wrangell just trying to run out the clock here. 81-66, a minute 40. Clark down on to Marshall. Back out on top to Clark. Clark bounce pass to Verstag. Back out on top to Mork. To Clark. Looks at the clock. Back to Mork. Stavi just playing catch. Back to Mork. Stavi, Mork drives. Brings it back out on top to Stavi. Back to Clark, whistle and the foul. It's going to be on Donald Eden Shaw, and that's going to be 4 on Donald. Going to the free throw line will be Jason Clark. He is 2 for 2. He was there just a moment ago. He is now 3 for 3. Well, Wrangell's deep bench is certainly told the difference in this game. Second one is up and good. 83-66. Vinny drives up off the glass again. So Eden Shaw gets two more. Only thing in doubt now is the final score. Marshall up off the glass and good. So Randy Marshall gets on the score column. 85-68. Eden Shaw, shot up, no good. Rebound down to Clark. Jason will dribble it across the timeline.
I'm going to give away an Alaska Seaplanes round-trip ticket here when we finish this up.
Stavi wants to see if he can get in on the scoring. Missed it, no good. Rebound comes down to Marshall, up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Sid, down to 20 seconds off to Vinny. Is Vinny going to try to score one more time? Or is he, nope, he's just going to stand out here and dribble them. Well, they're going to let Sid shoot three. Sid for three, back rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Mork, and the final score is going to be 87-68, as Ryan Clark got two more before the buzzer.
Wow.
So 87-68, Heidelberg. And Wrangell wins, and we'll be back in 2 minutes with final statistics.
Juno Auto Sales and Service, the former Stanley Ford dealer, will install a free remote start with any purchase. They have an excellent selection of pre-owned four-wheel drives, all-wheel SUVs, and many others for you to choose from. See a sales rep for details. And did you know Juno Auto Sales and Service is your boss snowplow dealer for Juno? If you already have a plow, they have parts and service. If you need a plow, you can get straight blades, V-blades, sanders, and more. They even have ATV Boss plows and accessories. Find all your winter transportation needs at Juno Auto Sales and Service in the former Stanley Ford location on Mallard behind the Nugget Mall.
Bobcat of Juneau is your rental equipment yard for Southeast Alaska. They rent out skid steers, excavators, backhoes, loaders, trailers, and much more. And Bobcat is your new Genie Lift dealer in Southeast. They're now renting out scissor lifts, telehandlers, man lifts, articulated booms, and light plants. You'll love what you can rent at Bobcat for homeowners and contractors alike. Stop in and check them out. Bobcat of Juneau. Located in Lemon Creek on Glacier Highway. Open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. Call 523-7920.
In need of freight assistance? Alaska Marine Lines is dedicated to serving Southeast Alaska with barge service from Seattle twice per week. Call one of their freight experts to find the fastest and least expensive way to move a shipment. Their state-of-the-art system allows them to give you the answers you need and the dependable service that you deserve. Alaska Marine Lines is the obvious choice for all of your shipping needs. Find them online at shipaml.com or call 800-950-4265.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting Gold Medal. Together, we hold each other up.
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Now the Juno Douglas High School Gym for Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
All right, welcome back, because we'll do a quick wrap-up here, and then we're going to come back in about 7 or 8 minutes with a women's competition. Our 9 o'clock game tonight, game number 26 of this tournament. Angoon will be going against Hoonah. In this one now, where Wrangley easily defeated Heidelberg and knocked him out. Excuse me, Heidelberg looked like this. Vinny Edenshaw had 48 points last night. He contributed 44 tonight. He hit 17 out of 20 at the free throw line. Devin Edenshaw was kept very cold. He had 22 points last night. He was held at 12 tonight. He was 4 or 6 at the line, and he fouled out. Greg Frisbee had 3 points. And Tyler Bell did not play. Donald Edenshaw held a 5. 2 points went to Sebastian Malker. And that was it. A tough night for Heidelberg. They were 22 for 30 from the free throw line. For Wrangell, moving on in the loser's bracket to play tomorrow, it'll be Tony Harding with 11 points. He was 1 for 2 at the free throw line. Ryan Howell had a total of 5. He was 0 for 1. Mitch Bork had 13 points unofficially, 1 for 2. Then we go to Andrew Versteeg. He had 8, and he was 4 for 7. 12 points went to Eric James and also Jason Clark. James was 5 for 6, and Clark was 2 for 2. Robbie Marshall was held scoreless. Ryan Reeves came in, and he picked up 23. He was 3 for 8 at the line. Wrangell shot 15 out of 25. So we'll take a 7-minute break now, and we'll come back with our final game. Mike Clasby, along with Bob Sims, who took a quick break. We'll be back with more Gold Medal Basketball on KINY 800 AM and 103.5 FM. It is now 11 minutes after the 9 o'clock Alaska time. Thanks for staying tuned, and we'll be back.